is the day which the Lord has made. We will. Yes. All right. That was better than how's everyone doing. Okay. I like that. Turn to John chapter 15, if you would. In today's message, like so many of Jesus' messages, it's just simple. Today's sermon is, I am nothing without Christ. We are nothing without Christ. John chapter 15. And it simply says this in verse 1. It says, I am the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. I want to make sure this thing's working, so I'm going to read that again in case it's not, and I know it is. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Got to remember that. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes. Listen carefully. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. And this is Jesus speaking. And he says, you already are clean because I've spoken this. You know this. Church, it's the same thing. We know the word, and we get to know more as we spend more time in it. He says in verse 4, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Translation, by the way, you will be nothing without me. You can do nothing, therefore you will be nothing. Verse 6, if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and it is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. That's a pretty simple message. We have to spend time with him every day. I don't know, Adam. Let's see. I look at my calendar. Adam, it's very busy. It's very busy. And you're telling me I've got to spend time with him every day. Not just every day, but throughout the day. Throughout the day. You know, yesterday at work, at my other job, I got to experience something really neat. And we celebrated 50 years of business. That doesn't happen a whole lot. And small, independent, family-owned businesses. And 50 years ago, my owner started his business. And it is thriving. And I sent him an email, and then I spoke to him. And he's there almost every single day, working. You become successful by working and spending time. And as I talked to him about celebrating 50 years and how amazing that is and what a great leader that I believe he is and a man of integrity, he sent me an email response back. And then he came down and spoke to me. And you know what he told me? He said, Adam, I've never felt any degree of success until I surrendered my life to Christ. It's not happenstance that he's successful, but I thought, here's a man leading a ridiculously successful company. He said, I never felt any real success until I surrendered my life to Christ. He said, the most important thing I do every day is to follow God's plan for me and not my own plan. He said, I had to put my plan aside. Because he makes no mistake about it. He had a plan. But he had to set it aside. He said, I've got to follow God's plan. He said, we run a business based on biblical principles. And we run it with integrity. And I thought, man, I knew I worked for a good place. I knew I worked for a godly man. But when he shared those words with me, and came down and expanded further on that thought, I thought, that's what we have to do. When Cindy and I were on vacation, we went to Niagara Falls. By the way, it's like having a baby. Yeah, it's great. Got to see it. Not till you experience it firsthand. You can't see the roaring rapids, and you can't hear the sound, and you can't feel that mist spraying on you. By the way, I wasn't a fan of made of the mist. But I went on it. I said, oh, we got to go. Once I saw Niagara Falls, I said, we got to go. I want to be on that boat down there going that close to the falls. And it was fascinating. We're up at the top and we're walking around. And there's a lot of concrete. And then there's grass in the middle. I said, isn't that just like life? And I'm pointing at this dirt patch on the grass. And she said, what are you talking about? I said, I've got these paved paths to walk down. And a ton of people thought, it's better going this way. Let's make a shortcut and cut through the grass. Now, Cindy said, are you working? I said, I'm always working when it's recognizing God's beauty out here and His plan for us. But I said, is that not just like us? God says, here's a path I need you to go to get down to communion, Adam. Go this way. And then somewhere along the line, some pastor said, my gosh, that's about 25 extra steps. I'm going this way. Ah, there we go. Look, I saved myself tons of steps. Well, how graceful did that just look, first of all? And I thought, that's what we do. God says, I've got a plan for you. I have a path I want you to follow. I know you think you're ready, but I have a path. And you may be ready. But I need you to take this path because you're going to experience some things that you won't experience shortcutting it. Even if you're ready. He could have said, Adam, you're too old to jump down that thing. But he didn't. Just take note of that. He did not. And I thought, it says you've got to abide in me. We have to spend time with Him. We have to stay connected to Him. We were playing some cards the other night. TV's broken. Little kids can't get the TV on. Oh, what was wrong with the TV? The remote. They were too short to connect it. It had to be connected up here. So they had to do it like this, but they were down there going, it won't connect. It's not working. They weren't getting a connection. Your car remotes, they work up to a certain point, but when you're too far away, they don't work. You cannot protect your car when you're a mile away trying to lock it then. You just keep inching yourself forward till you hear the chirp, chirp. Oh, finally got it. Okay. We have to stay close to stay connected to God. And every now and then, you're standing there going, it's broke. Life's broke. What's going on? Well, you're not connected. You're too short to make the connection, so to speak. You're not close enough. You're not in the right proximity to Him. I am the vine. You are the branches, He tells us. The shortcuts. I've got a better way. It's going to get me there quicker. I can't wait to see it. Oh, man, okay. You missed an opportunity down here. That opportunity may have been to help somebody else. May have been an opportunity to encourage someone. maybe just to love on someone, maybe just to see something very neat and interesting. I was talking to Mr. Dillon this morning, asking about how his honeymoon was, and he said it was great. He said, you get to see other countries and how they live. Sometimes that's the experience he wants you to see, how others live. Maybe you can bless them. Maybe you can just be grateful to God because you're not living like them. There's opportunities following his plan and his path. And we don't always understand those until we take them, until we follow his plan. When you shortcut, you may never know. We say we're Christ followers. We're Christians. I want to be a disciple of Christ. We want to connect and identify with Jesus Christ, who we stand before all kinds of people and proclaim he's our Lord and Savior. We have to follow his plan. We have to stay on his path. You know, as I told you some of the things my owner shared with me, he said, man, we've always got to look for tomorrow, because if I look back, there's 50 years worth of mistakes, problems, poor decisions, regret. That happens. Guys, we make mistakes in life. It doesn't mean God can't bless us still. He made mistakes in his past. My Lord, God's blessing him today. No matter what we're facing, you know, Kisha talked about sometimes we face different things and we're going through things. We're experiencing things and we say, God, why now? Power comes from and through the vine, which is Jesus Christ. Your life, your food, your source is the vine. That leaf at the end, that's not the source. That's the result of the source. Disconnected from the vine, we can survive for about this long. And what does it tell us that happens? You fall down, you dry up, you wither out, and you die. And you get burned with the rest, it says. Disconnected from the vine, we do not survive. We do not live. It says our Father God is the vine dresser and he prunes us. Lord, why do I have to go through this? God, I serve, I give, I bless other people, I do these things, I pray, I read your word. Why do I have to go through this? In the middle of verse 2, every branch that bears fruit, he prunes. Church, don't question why you're going through these things. He prunes those that bear fruit. That's why we're going through them. We're bearing fruit. We have to be pruned. There's different levels of pruning for all of us. I just snipped a few leaves off that one, but here he cut off branches. God, could you do a little less pruning in my life, please, Lord? He says, you're fruitful. I have to prune as part of my process. You're already bearing fruit. Fantastic! That's great news. Now here comes the challenge, the trial, the tribulation. Young people, get ready for it. I'm young, I'm growing, I'm doing these things, I'm bearing fruit at a young age. Get ready for it. Because he says when you bear fruit, and he's going to prune you. He has to do that stuff. Why do I have to go through this? Tells us that as well. Says in the middle of verse 2 that I just read, every branch that bears fruit, he prunes. Why? Right after that. That it may bear what? More fruit. Everyone say more fruit. Say it louder. More fruit. He wants us to bear more fruit. Does anyone happen to remember when our new conference superintendent was here and I happened to do a message that morning and I brought 4 pizza boxes up here? Anyone remember that? And I had the little one said, you may feel like, hey, he's blessing me. I've got enough to eat. And you want that middle one. I can still eat all of that. Great. You don't have any to share. Lord, I've got fruit. I don't want more. Please don't prune me because I don't want more fruit. And that's your plan when you prune me. Then you got the large you can share with friends. But he said, I don't want you to have pizza. I want you to have pizza more abundantly. And that pizza is life. Why? So that we can share it with others. The owner of my company said, whenever I see a child or grandchild of one of my employees, he said, I take that personally. Because the decisions I make today impact those people and their families. He said, I take that very seriously. One of our core values is we are family. When the COVID business all came about, one of his sons made a profound statement, said, you know, this is our core value, we are family. He has 425 children he has to feed and provide for. And that was our employees. Why do I have to go through things in life? Because that's Jesus, or that's God pruning you back. Why does he have to prune me if I'm bearing fruit? So that you can bear more fruit. Do you think this world needs more fruit? I haven't watched the news in months, but man, when I go through my phone every now and then, oh my goodness, another shooting. Oh my goodness, another catastrophe. Travesties happening. Injustice happening. Hatred happening. Violence happening. I dare say those people are not abiding in him. And probably some of those would even say, I'm a Christian. Lord, why do you have to prune me? Because I need you to have more fruit, because this world needs more fruit. And I need you to impact more people. And by the way, if he's transformed your life, if he's changed it, if he has impacted it, tell somebody about that. Why does he want us to have more fruit? The last verse I read, verse 8. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So you will be my disciples. It's scary when we think about it. Some people don't step up because they're afraid. My gift may not be good enough. My sacrifice may not be good enough. My giving may not be good enough. God says, you come and I'll deal with that. It's scary. It's trying, but we have to believe in him. We have to abide in him. Now, young people, you all may not know this person, but back in the 80s and 90s, there was an artist named Rich Mullins. Anybody remember him? Wrote a song, Awesome God, and some other very good songs, Hold Me Jesus. And the Hold Me Jesus song he wrote in 1986. And this was a guy that kind of disrupted the Christian music business because, you know, he was in different places. He grew up as a Quaker and Friends and those different things. Then he was going through the United Methodist Church as a youth pastor. Then he was on an Indian reservation teaching people music. Then he did a little missionary jaunt for a while. He was kind of all over. But he said, I want to experience God. And I want to do what he wants me to do. And he wrote a song called Hold Me Jesus. And there's a few lines in it. It says, hold me Jesus because I'm shaking like a leaf. Anybody relate to that? You're scared. You're fearful. I don't know how to face this. I'm shaking like a leaf. It says, you have been King of my glory. Won't you be my Prince of Peace? Surrender don't come natural to me. I'd rather fight you for something I don't really want than take what you've given that I need. And I've beat my head against so many walls. I'm falling down. I'm falling on my knees. Oh God, please. And I thought, sometimes that's just how we feel. We're facing God in our day-to-day life. God, you're telling me to go down this path. I feel I'm ready to go there. I can get there right away. He says, I know that. But again, I have a bigger plan for you. God, I can make more money there. Yeah, I know. What you don't know is that's going to ruin you. I need you to go that way. Because I know what your future lies if you do that. God, I can become that. I know that. But if you do that, all of a sudden you'll distance from your family. You won't be able to spend time. I need you to go this way. We think we know better. Go back to one of my notes here. Never felt any real degree of success until I surrendered my life to Christ. I don't care if you're making $5 an hour or $5 million an hour. There's no degree of success until you surrender your life to Christ, until you connect your branch to the vine and stay connected there. Again, that's your source. All life comes through the vine. And I thought in this Rich Mullins song, he says, you've been King of my glory. He knows that. But he says, I'm still scared. Remember the centurion that wanted his child healed? And Jesus said, do you believe? And he says, I believe. Help my unbelief. You've been King of my glory. But man, I'm shaking like a leaf. I'm scared to death. Won't you be my Prince of Peace? That leaf that's shaking is still connected to the vine. He can remove that fear. Surrender to the vine. Why? Because we're nothing without Christ. Now, it's funny that he wrote that. And it says the peace that he's looking for, and the Prince of Peace. But the peace that he's looking for, we read a couple weeks ago. Just flip back a few verses in John chapter 14. Verse 25, he says, these things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Now, in verse 27 of John 14, he says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give you. Let not your heart be troubled. Remember a couple weeks ago when we read that? Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. He said, man, I'm your Prince of Peace. I'm giving you peace that only I can give you. We read this and that the other day. Make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Mercy and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Mercy and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus. Man, that's the only peace I want. So that I can have that peace to live with my friends and family and neighbors. You know, interestingly enough, as a Christian artist, Rich Mullins was killed in a car accident. Run over by a semi, and I thought, man, on his way to a benefit concert up in Kansas. But I thought, he said, man, I surrendered my life to Christ. I know where I'm going. Woohoo! I know where I'm spending eternity. With my Father. I don't know about you today, but I know when I go, I'm spending it with my earthly father and my heavenly father both. I get to be reunited with both. Maybe you don't know where you're going today. But I want us to think. And I want us to think about where we are in connection to Jesus Christ and where we are to our surrender to Him. I'm not talking our surrender on Sunday mornings. Guys, I'm talking about my surrender the other 6.5 days out of the week. In our homes, in our cars, on our phones, on our computers, in our workplaces, in our schools, in our sports, in our work. Are we connected to the vine in those areas, in every area? You know, the band said, what song are we doing at the end? I said, I don't know if we are doing one, because I don't know how I want to end this. I'm kind of letting the Spirit lead this one. And so we're not going to end with a band today. But I want you to listen to this song from Rich Mullins. And I want you to think, before you play that, let me ask you a question. Who needs pruning today? Who needs pruning? Raise your hand. Now do me a favor, if you're able to and you need pruning, stand up if you're able to stand. Stand up if you need pruning today. If you need connectivity to the vine, if you can stand, stand up. All right, I want you to focus on this song as we close out, and then I'll dismiss us at the end. It's not a long song, but if you'll stay standing. Go ahead.
Well, sometimes my life just don't make sense at all. When the mountains look so big, and my faith just seems so small. So hold me, Jesus, 'cause I'm shaking like a blisters on my heart. So hold me, Jesus, 'cause I'm shaking like a leaf. You've been king of my glory. Won't you be my praise? Surrendered upon natural to me. I'd rather fight you for something I don't really want. You give that I need, and I beat my head against so many walls. Now I'm falling down, falling on my knees. And the Salvation Army band is playing this hymn, and your grace rings out so deep, it makes my resistance seem so thin.
Father, today I ask you to bless those that are standing here today, Lord. Those that need pruning, those that are scared. Lord, those that just need to be connected to the vine. Lord, would you help remind us throughout the week to stay connected to the vine, stay connected to you, to live in you, to spend time with you. And Lord, even if we're shaken like a leaf, know that we are still connected to you. Lord, I ask you to bless those that are traveling today. I ask you to bless those that are serving in the military today. Lord, I ask you to bless Braden. Lord, as he prepares. As he prepares to go into the Air Force. Lord, I know that's tough on the individuals. I know that's tough on the friends. And I ask you to comfort them and bless them. Lord, help guide our paths. Help us look for your path and not the shortcut. And whatever biblical principles are laid out in front of us, Lord, that we quit looking for the shortcut and the way out other than your way. Help guide our tongues in the way we speak to one another, those we know and don't know. And help guide our actions that they glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen.